The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch gets a late start, but it was worth it with our friend Derek Blakeslee. But I do want to get
Jason,
back.
Jason, are you at all surprised at the outpouring of support for our Badgers outsider? The fact that so many people have missed him? Or is that not surprising?
I'm not. I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, he's fun. He does a nice job.
He's really fun. He's
Tim
a little
Buss, who we have at the Buss Boys. I know I just saw Dave, Brad, and his wife Tyra went on over back to, I don't remember where they're at, but I haven't heard from the Busses in a while. They came back out because of the Badger outsider. I think they listen a lot, but it's the first I've seen from Tim in a while.
That was a lot of qualifiers for no information at all.
What do you mean?
they went back. I don't remember their name, but they went to somewhere I don't remember, but they were tuned in.
Look, I would just say this. Derek Blakeslee is an entertaining cat. Is he inappropriate at times?
Yes, he is.
He is.
No doubt. And very much so inappropriate.
Is he a little squirrely at times? He is.
Yes.
But he is a Badgers devotee. Like, he is all in. He's very, very well educated for a layman, right? He doesn't actually work in the media other than joining our program. He's not out of practice like Colton Bartholomew is every day. But he's very smart and knowledgeable, and he's fun, in addition to being inappropriate. So we love having him on. Every week is probably too much.
Sporadically.
I think we have to take kind of the Goldilocks approach. Too much, not enough, just right. But when he's here, you feel his presence, and it's really exciting. All right.
Bob is Bob.
Tausch is the radio color analyst for Badger football. You will get to hear him. Again, I highly recommend syncing up him and LePay on the Varsity app with your TV. I do it for every game. I love it. Jesse, you are the one person that we haven't really heard from, because, quite frankly, Derek takes up a lot of the oxygen. How do you feel going into tonight? And then we'll break and we'll get back onto the Packers.
Game days in Madison have an energy and an electricity when you're driving in that is unmatched. And I felt it a little bit this morning. I'll certainly feel it as we head down to Regent Street this afternoon as I get set to host the pregame show on ESPN Wisconsin from 6 to 8. So no matter what your outlook is for the season, no matter what you're anticipating, no matter how much skepticism or how low morale might be from a year ago, the start of a new season, a beautiful day like it is today, and the game day atmosphere, whether it's a Thursday night, a Monday night, or a Saturday afternoon, is unmatched. And that is what I'm most excited about tonight, is having game day back in downtown Madison and having an opportunity to showcase for a larger audience than would normally watch this game, because it is on Thursday night and it's not the featured game on ESPN, but it is a one of only a few games that's on tonight, and college football fans will find it and will watch it. It's a chance for the program to make an early statement on a course correction, admitting mistake over the last couple of years, trying to go with an offense that didn't match what the program was best about. And if they can make that statement tonight, it could do wonders, like Derek said, for what the scope of the season will be.
Yeah. In Ted We Trust used to be a hashtag, along with Fire Capers. In Grimes We Trust. I think Jeff Grimes is going to, and Tausch, you've been the one at practice, not me. I think he is a much better fit for what Wisconsin football is supposed to be. And that gives me some hope that the offense will be better than it has been, trying to run something that, quite frankly, was a programmatic non-fit. All right, we're going to get back to the Packers. I do want to get to Micah Parsons. I see Bill Huber has a story confirming further what we have been talking about, is that the Packers' interest in Micah Parsons is authentic. Again, that doesn't mean that he's going to get traded, and it doesn't mean he's going to get traded to the Packers. But again, I thought it was interesting how Goody answered the questions yesterday. We will get to that coming up after I tell you that if a better sleep has been hard to come by, clearly it's been an issue for Derek, too much information. You're not alone, and the right mattress can make all the difference. That's why Helix Sleep and Steinhoffels have teamed up to bring their award-winning mattresses to Steinhoffels. Now you can try Helix in person, something you can't do just anywhere. Right now, Steinhoffels is offering 20% off all Helix mattress orders just for our listeners. So head on over to steinhoffels.com to learn more. Helix Sleep at Steinhoffels. Better sleep starts now. We'll get back to the Packers, and we'll talk some Micah Parsons next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Spoke to reporters yesterday. There were a variety of questions, and then a couple of brave souls took different approaches.
Souls, S-O-L-E-S, or S-O-U-L-S?
Nah, yeah, foot joke. Yeah, there you go. Inquired about Micah Parsons. Here is one question asked by me in my typical style and one asked by someone else as a follow-up. Here's that exchange from yesterday.
Hey, Goody. I don't apologize for questions very often. I probably should, given how long some of them
lots.
Are.
No, I'm just kidding.
But Waller's as good at his job. You know what your fans are talking about today. I'm curious. I'm not going to ask about anybody specific. I know better than that. But philosophically, you were in on Khalil Mack a few years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, when it comes to really bold strokes, how do you view those? How do you view them as a risk? How do you view them as a reward? How do you kind of process ideas like that if you want to get involved in them or not?
Yeah. I think you got to, first of all, it's your team and how certainly every decision affects your football team. Obviously, there's so many different factors in it, who the player is, medical, certainly, cap-wise. I think, you have to look at everything. Any opportunity to help your football team, you have to, look at and discuss as a group. And we do that all the time. I mean, it's almost daily, you know what I mean? I think what someone might consider a bold move, someone else might not, you know what I mean? We signed a practice squad guy today. I might consider that a bold move, you know what I mean? Somebody else might not. I think every opportunity that's out there to help your football team, we've always taken a look at, tried to see how it affects us right now, how does it affect us in the future, and make the best decision we can. Sometimes we've been right, sometimes we've been wrong. Sometimes we've taken risks that really worked out for us. Sometimes it didn't. Sometimes we didn't take risks, and we look back and we wish we would have. And sometimes, as Ted used to say, God helps those that can't help themselves a little bit sometimes. So sometimes the best deals you make are the ones you don't, And so you just kind of, I think you weigh everything, and you weigh what is in the moment and what is in the future as well.
Brian, I'll ask it a little more directly. Would you, if a player like Micah Parsons were available and the price would be as high as that, was that something you would even entertain?
Yeah, first of all, I can't talk about any players on any other teams. But I think, again, every opportunity that's out there that if we think it could help the Packers, we're going to take a long look at. And, again, if that opportunity makes sense to us, then we'll do it. And if it doesn't, we won't.
Tausch, what'd you hear when you listened to that?
I heard a little tag team action from you and old Demo is what I heard.
Good cop, bad cop. Yeah.
Yeah, a little good cop. I'll do that. I didn't think, I'm actually intrigued to hear what you found super intriguing, because he did get into some of the thought processes. I mean, I think I love when he references Ted. I think it's awesome when he brings Ted into the equation, keeps Ted's memory, and I think that's great. But I mean, he was saying Chase Claypool. Thank God we didn't do that, right? I mean, that's exactly what I heard. And so, as far as the Micah Parsons piece to this, there is not going to be any team. There are going to be 31 teams that are be like, yeah, he's going to make our team better. I don't care who you have out there. You bring him in. Then it comes back to what he went through, the cap costs. There are give and takes with all of this. And hopefully, you know, he mentioned, with Ted about God, you know, that just kind of makes me think back to Reggie White and how Mike Holmgren called him and said, or Ron Wolf, whoever called him and said, God is Holmgren. Telling you to come to Green Bay, along with $17 million, which at that point was a lot of money. So that's what I heard. But what did you hear that was so intriguing to you that you think it's different?
Yeah, so a couple things. First of all, and Alex Stroh said this to me when we did Weekly Wildy, and we recorded that earlier this morning.
Is that back to weekly now?
It is back to weekly now, sometimes scheduling can be a challenge. He said that was a very un-Goody-like answer to my question, and I agree with him. It was expansive. He covered a lot of ground there, and I think if you listen to it closely, here's the first thought I had. The easiest way to diffuse this is to not answer that question that way. You can have the line in there about how we're going to check out everything, but the answer is, look, we feel really good about our guys. We're going to look into everything, but it's year two in Jeff Hafley's system. We've got some really good pass rushers, we believe. We've got a new defensive line coach. We love what DeMarcus Covington has done with those guys. We feel really good about our ability to affect opposing quarterbacks. And then that's it. Because he obviously knew what I was talking about. Secondly, and I think that this is why history matters, okay? And I'm not talking about Reggie White history. I'm talking about the Khalil Mack thing. It was the same scenario in 2018. You had a disgruntled, in his prime, pass rusher with the then Oakland Raiders.
And they
Khalil
didn't
Mack.
Want to pay market freight.
And they didn't want to pay him. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so they're shopping him. Now, again, whether Jerry's willing to actually trade Micah Parsons, whether it's really going to come to that, we don't know. But this is such a obvious parallel. Now, remember, in the 2018 draft, Goody's first draft, he trades back with the Saints and acquires an additional first-round pick in 2019. So now in the 2018 cutdown on September 1st, which is when this trade occurs, he's got two first-round picks in 2019 in his pocket. Now he uses one on Rashawn Gary and one on Darnell Savage because he keeps them. But as sources at the time said, the Packers offered one of those picks plus additional picks. The Bears offered their 2019 first-rounder and their 2020 first-rounder and other picks. They got a second-round pick back from the Raiders and I think a fifth. I got to look. It's in my story from today. But the bottom line is that they were in on Khalil Mack, who got a $141 million contract from the Bears. Goody was willing to do that. He was willing to trade assets. He was willing to pay a big contract. So it's not like this is something he has never been willing to do. He didn't have to do it. It didn't end up happening. But he was willing to do it. So now, again, the amount of change in 7 years that we went from Khalil Mack at $141 million over, I think that was 5 years. So that was, what, 27 million a year, something like that? That now we're talking about Micah Parsons and 45 million.
27 million.
26, 7. Yeah. That's a lot of money, but the cap has gone up a ton in 7 years as well. I'm just saying, I think we know based on his answer and what he didn't say that he's interested and willing. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that's going to happen or not, I don't know. But at first, this felt like fantasy land. It still feels very unlikely. But I don't know how you listen to Goody and think, okay, there's no way he's doing this. He's willing. Whether he'll be able to is another question entirely. But he could have shut this down. Rob wouldn't have needed to ask a follow-up question. Because he would have just flat out said, you know, well, you got to. Because look, he has said this before too. He said it earlier this year in February about how you have to consider the cost of what you're giving up and the cost of paying the player. And the third piece is by trading away those assets to get that player and paying him, is you're giving up. Because we talked about it on this show, because I know we talked about it at the scouting combine. You're also giving up those cheap contracts that go with those draft picks that you're trading away. So it's really a three-pronged decision to go get that guy. So he better be transformative. And when you've been to four Pro Bowls in your first four seasons, right? He's in the fifth-year option year. And he's been a first-team or second-team All-Pro three of his first four seasons. Micah Parsons is different, and he's 26 years old.
So I've said this from the jump because, you know, off-season, every time someone came up, whether it was Trey Hendrickson or T.J. Watt, mm-hmm. and I always have said that it's just not how Goody operates. It's not the way he's mm-hmm. going to approach it, where you're giving something up, paying somebody, and they're over 30. It has to be in that sweet spot. And I think your point on the Khalil Mack comparisons is very apropos. I think Micah Parsons is viewed as more of a game wrecker than he is.
I agree.
And the fact that he was, it wasn't just, oh, he's in the conversation. It came down to the Bears in Green Bay.
Yep.
By most reports. And they took the Bears because they thought the Bears would stink. And they'd get a better pick. I don't know. You know, whatever. As far as this goes, I will have a hard time ever believing that Jerry Jones will ship Micah Parsons out to the Green Bay Packers with the history that these two franchises have. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Green Bay's head to Dallas this year.
Yeah, week four.
I think they're
week four. Yeah, week four.
So I don't see it. And the fact that there will be many suitors that are looking to do the same thing that Green Bay is.
Yeah, trade him out of the conference if you're him.
There's just going to be a lot of other options, and it's going to be the same thing as the Bears thing. They're going to say, well, Green Bay is going to be pretty good. And you add Micah Parsons, some are saying they're Super Bowl contenders. So I get all of it. I think it is interesting now you kind of put it in that, you lay out that scenario, and that's why it does make sense, because Goody values players in their prime in a big way. And he has shown he's not afraid to pay who he views as top talent, Hall of Fame type talent, the big boy money. He's done it with his guys. And he's went out and paid Banks. He's paid McKinney. He is willing to pay for players that are in the elevator years of 24 to 29. He's going to do that if he believes he's going to get that production. And with Micah Parsons, there isn't anybody that is sitting here saying, obviously, anybody can be injured. But there is anybody that said, you're going to pay him for 4 or 5 years. You're going to get your money out of it because he's going to be a player. Because he is a young man in his going into his prime in a big-time position, and he's proven he's a big-time player. All of those things lead me to think, yes, Goody would be more than interested. But I don't know why Dallas would even sniff thinking about it when my hunch is they can get as good of a package from another team that isn't the Green Bay Packers. That would be my urinate in your Cheerios for everybody that thinks Micah Parsons is coming.
Mm-hmm. And it's very fair to do that. If they are going to go after him, though, he is going to cost a lot of money, which means it's going to require a very large withdrawal to pay that big signing bonus check from the official bank of the Packers, Associated Bank. Yes, that's right. They've been with the Packers since the Packers began, way back in 1919, but more importantly, they're with you as their customer, the best customer service in the industry with all the awards to prove it. Packers checking, Badgers checking, Brewers checking, early pay, credit monitoring, fraud protection, great customer service. What else could you want from a bank? Paula and I made the switch years ago, and we've never looked back, and you should make it as well. They make it easy. Go to associatedbank.com to find out more. More Wilde and Tausch, more Packers. Jesse's got a pretty good line in the rundown. Not that you saw it. But the idea of bringing aboard Darian Kennard, Mr. Dolly Parton. I talked to him for a little while yesterday. I'll tell you what he had to say, and we'll see what Goody had to say about acquiring him next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
So I had a nice conversation with Darian Kennard in the Packers locker room. Want to thank Elton Jenkins for vouching for me, which was nice that he got up there and said, or was sitting nearby and said that, you know, Jason's a guy you can trust. So that was nice.
That's all he said?
Like, he said, and watch out, he's got a foot fetish. Is that what I was supposed to say?
I wasn't sure if they're, yeah. Usually when you're vouching for someone, you add a little more.
Yeah, be careful.
That.
Yeah, no, it was a good exchange, but be that as it may. I did want to ask about a variety of things, including the Dolly Parton thing. I said, how does that end up in the Eagles media guide? And he said, the PR guy asked me, do you have any fun facts about yourself? And I thought that was a fun fact, he said. And then he said, I wish I wouldn't have told him that, because it's followed me everywhere ever since. But it is true. I mean, she's technically a distant relative of his. His aunt is her cousin, whatever that is. More importantly, though, you know, I the conversation that I had and what I'm going to write about from our conversation is that he was on a team last year that had four guys that have been all pros at some point on the offensive line. Not exactly an easy lineup to crack, right? And so maybe he's a really good offensive lineman trapped behind even better offensive linemen. Possibly. Again, I don't know. But the fact that Goody gave up a sixth-round pick, even though it's in 2027, like he's an NBA GM, that means something. And as Jesse pointed out in our rundown, I assume the only reason Goody was willing to do that is that by acquiring Darian Kennard with his 3 years in the NFL, three Super Bowl championship rings, he's going to win a Super Bowl again, and it'll be with the Green Bay Packers. Here's what Goody had to say when he was asked about acquiring Darian Kennard.
You know, I think, obviously, we went into this camp with, I thought, really good depth. And as we went through it, I think, you know, we lost Glove, you know, for the year. That was a tough one for us because he was gonna play so many roles for us. You know, John Williams had the back thing. He wasn't available. And then, Monk got hurt there at the end. So I just felt we needed a little bit more depth, a guy who had some experience playing, a guy who could fit multiple spots. And it just kind of made a little bit of sense for us. So, and he's gotten tremendously better in his time in Philadelphia. They do a really good job there, and I really like the way he's progressing.
Fascinating that Travis Glover, who was the one who went in when Elton got hurt against the Eagles and had a really, really bad day, was going to have a very key role in their offensive line depth. I thought that was really interesting. Tausch, what's realistic to expect? I'm probably being a little Pollyanna-ish to suggest that, oh, he's a really good player. He was just stuck behind even better players in Philly. But what's realistic to expect? Because if everybody stays healthy, the dude ain't going to play, just like he didn't play in Kansas City and didn't play in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think you can make that argument that you're making, and the problem I have with that is if they feel like he's a really good player, they're not going to get rid of him.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean there are systems that fit better for certain players. So hopefully in his case, he's going to come in here, he's going to be able to take a beat. There's not going to be a ton of pressure for him to jump into games as we sit here. So you want your guys to be trained. I think, what Butkus and Steno and the whole crew, they've done a really good job of developing and getting guys in. Last year when Glover went in and struggled, that doesn't mean you write his career off. He had a bad day. Everybody will have that. Now, it gets highlighted, and it's obviously because it's a playoff game, and then people have you bring in different people. But – in this case, I think for him, growing and giving himself an opportunity, because we all know that there's a couple of guys in Sheed and in Sean Ryan that will, I don't know what Green Bay's plans are. I doubt highly they keep both. I'd be surprised in a big way if they did. So this is the case where you build. You get your opportunity. Take advantage of it, whenever that might be. And you're not going to be put into a really high-pressure situation because, you know, if what you've reported or what you saw or whatever, however you reported that with Sheed being out there at left tackle, Jordan Morgan's going to bounce around a little bit. He will be first in any scenario. And then you start looking at who those next guys are, and hopefully he can get to the point where they trust him enough that he can dress on game days and then get opportunities as injuries do pile up.
The idea is for him to not have to play if there is an injury, and if they are going to start the season with Rashid Walker at left tackle, then Jordan Morgan's the next guy in. And the question I have is, you know, there's some good Dolly's and some bad so far with Anthony Belton.
Oh. Well, I thought you were wondering if Dolly's coming to any games. Now, what kind of security would she get if she decided to come? She's not getting the Taylor Swift treatment, right, if she comes to a Packer game?
I think it would be something below the Taylor Swift treatment, but still relatively high.
Okay.
Get me security.
It would be awesome. Who do they got? They got Goo Goo Dolls opening up at
Black
Title
Crows.
Town, who's opening?
Black Crows. Black
Counting Crows?
No, the Black,
no,
Crows.
Oh, Black Crows. I wouldn't mind if they, another time during the season, if this works out, and let's say this young man starts playing a little bit, how fun would it be if Dolly puts on a show up at Title Town? I'd come up for that.
If that happened, and
you
they
would,
said,
Jesse?
Why are you Dolly Parton's biggest publicist?
He's
You're
always,
booking her gigs everywhere.
You should try her ice cream. She does have cake, by the way.
That's different, and you know it. Come on.
She does have cake, though. I've seen it on the shelf. I believe Betty Crocker has the Dolly Parton cake. It's like a cartoon character of her on the box. If they came to you and said, Old T.
Yep.
Those headlines last year with the movies weren't very good, but we heard you're singing the year before on the headlines, and you've got a great voice. Oh, the great legendary Kenny Rogers has left us. We need someone to step in for Islands in the Stream. Dolly was wondering if you'd be willing to sing Kenny's part in a duet. Are you in or are you out?
I couldn't be more in. Sign me up.
I'd fight you for that job. That job I want. I'd probably lose, but I'd fight you.
Yeah. I don't know how good. I'm delusional about my singing voice. You guys are all well aware of that. But that would be phenomenal. That would be fun.
Jesse, you know you'd come too.
Oh, for sure. I just am amazed by the amount of Tausch is trying to book her across the greater Midwest. At the Hard Rock Rockford
Hard Rock
and up in Title
Rockford.
Town.
I tried to book her anywhere else.
You want her in Detroit?
Tried to book her at
you
Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
Branson? Like, where else you want to go?
No, I never said anything about Branson. Don't be making stuff up.
All right, again, if you ever did go to the point of creating the Will Diatoush bingo card, some of the stuff we would have to put on there in the unlikely event it would show up. Branson, Missouri was not on my bingo card today. What is on my bingo card today is trivia. Jesse, are we playing double trivia?
We're playing double trivia tomorrow.
Okay, good, because it's 10:57.
Yep, we're playing double trivia tomorrow. And you know why we're playing double trivia tomorrow? Because Old T is going to be up late tonight, and we need something that's going to be a good pick-me-up for him tomorrow. And maybe he just takes
or
the segment
take
off, and he gets a, you know, he gets a little seven-minute snooze in, maybe. That's the plan for tomorrow.
All right, then what's today's category? What color do you want?
It's a spin on Wisconsin geography. It is not Wisconsin geography. It's U.S. geography. Okay. In honor of Miami, Ohio being the opponent for the Wisconsin Badgers tonight... That's not the Miami you typically think of when you say Miami.
That's true.
So not that city. The other one is today's trivia category.
Okay. All right. Caller 10 right now. Caller 10, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 10 plays Wilde and Tausch trivia. Next, want to remind you, the all-new ESPN app has the most live sports, the best championship moments, and so, so, so much more. Listen to this lineup. Monday Night Football, College Football, NBA, WNBA, NHL, NWSL, College Hoops, Volleyball, Softball, Gymnastics, Lacrosse, everything. I mean, the list goes on and on. Plus, shows like SportsCenter with SVP, First Take with Stephen A., College Game Day, and my favorite part of it, the entire 30 for 30 library. You know I love their documentaries more than anything else. It's all of ESPN, all in one place. So sign up now. We'll play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
What a great day this has been already. The Badgers outsider, foot jokes, and now a first-time contestant for Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Let's welcome in Greg in the beautiful city of Neenah, our twin cities, Neenah, Menasha.
Mad at Neenah.
Why are you mad at Neenah? Oh, because they beat your team.
Beat Muskego in week one. Pretty controversial ending.
They I noticed they're no longer ranked career. Number one in the poll, Muskego.
Preseason polls, I tell you.
Looked to me like maybe Bayport took their spot.
Don't know diddly in the preseason.
Yep. Greg, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We're excited to have you as a first-time contestant. We're way behind schedule. We got Jesse's the father that he never wanted to be to Jesse, Matt LePay, scheduled to appear a little bit later, so we got to go. Sorry. Question number one is this. Salem is the capital city in Oregon, but the Salem home to the legendary Salem witch trials is located in which eastern state? Is it Massachusetts, New Hampshire, or Wisconsin?
Massachusetts.
Correctamundo. Well done. One for one.
That's pretty good.
That was good. Good job, Jesse.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Nice change of pace. Question two. Once the home arena of an NBA team and now the home of a unique Bass Pro Shops location. I didn't know this. Which of these U.S. cities shares its name with a major Egyptian city of the same name? Is it Cairo, Giza, or Memphis?
I'm going to go with Memphis.
Good choice. So wait, the Grizzlies originally played in the Pyramid, right?
Correct. So the Pyramid was an arena in Memphis, Tennessee, right, because it shares its name with Memphis, Egypt.
I understand, yeah.
The Pyramid is now a Bass Pro Shops.
That I did not know.
Yeah. Oh.
Now that's interesting.
Now, wow. Is Giza, are those steamed dumplings?
I took a pill in a Giza. No, that's not it either.
I mean, that's definitely not it. I don't know what the steamed dumplings are.
To show VGI was cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I pronounced it wrong.
Did the boys end up with Welch getting on the practice squad? Where does that leave Goody and LaFleur on their Iola scan?
It's a great question. I don't know. Not sure. I'll check in with them next time, and it'll be a long-winded question. All right, let's go three for three here, Greg. Question three, what is the most common city name in the United States, with 88 different cities and towns across the country bearing this name? Wow, this is good. This is also interesting.
I learned something today.
Yeah, I learned something here. Absolutely.
Sarah Tauscher, by the way, chiming in on the private talk and text line. Goiza? Goiza is what you're thinking of?
It's spelled Gyoza, like G-Y.
G-Y-O-Z-A. Yeah, look at you. Good work. Yeah.
Not the same as Giza.
No. 88 different cities bear this name in the United States. Is it Washington, Springfield, or Franklin?
I gotta go with Washington.
The founder of our fair country.
What do you think, Tausch?
I would have said Franklin. Benny.
And then you would have been
wrong.
Sarah Franklin. Franklin Stubbs.
Franklin the turtle.
Ben Franklin got after it a bunch, didn't he? You start reading about Ben Franklin, he got at it.
I don't know what you're referring to, and I'm not sure.
Kind of a dog. Yeah.
Oh, like that? You really mean like that?
Yeah.
Was he a foot guy?
A bit. Yeah.
He was electrifying.
I didn't ask.
Greg.
A lot of people told him to go fly a kite.
You got all three right. You got four entries into Friday's drawing, and we appreciate you being a first-time contestant. Sorry to rush you off the air. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, keep whooping up on Muskego, Greg.
Go Rockets!
See you, Greg.
All right, that is Wildy Tausch Trivia. We need to kick off the 11 o'clock hour so we can get to Jesse's dad on time. But Tausch needs to tell us about Kohler Services first.
I do, indeed. At Kohler Services, if you need a new bath or shower remodel, Kohler Services is the place to go. This month only, you get zero interest financing for 12 months. And a free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. My new buddy, oh boy, old Chris from Ooseburg, one of their many skilled installers. Some say he's the best. Other people are telling me he's not, that there's other people. But he is ranked highly, Chris from Ooseburg. And you're going to get a great installer when you decide to do the work with Kohler Service. They'll demo your bath and shower, remove it and dispose it, and install your brand new dream shower. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.